Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second. The third baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The DH, Mike Ivey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jerry Turner. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting third. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Charlie Moore. Batting ninth. The DH, Marshall Edwards. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Pete Vukovich. And now, play ball. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore, who is chasing the ball. Herndon reaches third base with a triple. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Herndon scores. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ivey moves to second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Molitor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Gibson, who is chasing the ball. Molitor reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Molitor scores. It's Tigers, 1, Brewers, 1. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner bunts between the mound and first base. Petrie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Howell moves to second. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Brewers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cabell takes first base on ball 4. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Cabell moves to third. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ivey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Ivey reaches second base with a double. Cabell scores. Gibson moves to third. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Turner. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's Tigers, 2, Brewers, 2. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvy for the out. Yount moves to second. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker misplays the ball. That's an error on Whitaker. Yount moves to third. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cabell. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Cabell steals second. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gibson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cabell moves to third. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ivey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy who is chasing the ball. Ivey reaches third base with a triple. Cabell scores. Gibson goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Tigers. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-2 in the game. Turner hits a pop-up towards short. Yount settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Howell hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hebner hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Herndon hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Gantner hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Ivey takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-3 in the game. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Lynn Jones now playing right field. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a line drive towards third. Cabell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howell takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Howell moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Molitor hits a line drive into left field. Herndon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Herndon. Howell scores. Edwards moves to third. Molitor moves to second. It's Tigers, 4, Brewers, 4. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gantner is walked intentionally. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Molitor scores. Gantner moves to third. It's 6-4, Brewers. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Howell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hebner for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Ed Romero now playing second base. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Whitaker bunts towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero fields it and throws to second for the out. Parrish moves to third. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. Herndon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Parrish scores. Trammell moves to third. It's 6-5, Brewers. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cabell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cabell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Moore reaches second base with a double. There goes Howell trying to get to home. Trammell throws to Parrish, who tags Howell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Gibson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Gibson reaches second base with a double. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Ivey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas. Ivey reaches second base with a double. Thomas throws the ball into Romero, who relays the ball to Molitor, who tags Ivey trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Gibson scores. One out. It's Tigers, 6, Brewers, 6. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hebner hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Enos Cabell now playing first base. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Marshall Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lopez fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Romero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romero hits a line drive to left field. The ball gets by Herndon. Gibson fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gibson. Molitor goes all the way around to score. Romero moves to third. It's 7-6, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Yount hits a fly ball into right field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Romero tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-6, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 0-for-4 in the game. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Tigers 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Trammell hits a line drive towards short. Yount reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Romero scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.